This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Police estimate 3,200 people marched through downtown Dallas yesterday, demanding an end to immigrant bashing and growing racial violence. The so-called Mega March copied the rally of 11 years ago. That one drew 500,000 people. This much smaller crowd shared similar goals. Catholic, Muslim, and Jewish leaders prayed at the start of this broadly diverse march. Rania Rahim and Abigail Struby were impassioned participants.
This march is about mainly immigrants and refugees and just being there for them, opening up our borders for them, reducing the hate crimes.
We were built on immigrants. We need the immigrants. And just a basic humanitarian issue. People are coming here because they need to come here, and I believe we should let them in.
Rahim, a Muslim here from Bangladesh, took aim at immigrant bashers.
I am an immigrant. I'm a first-generation immigrant. I came here almost 20 years ago. In this past 20 years, we have had Republican presidents, we have had Democrat presidents. However, this is the first time I feel this current president may not have my back.
Incidents like hand-scrawled anti-Hispanic posters were left over the weekend at Foster Elementary School. It's populated by mostly Latino students. Officials condemned what they called hate speech. Zaid Rosenthal marched to defend the U.S. Constitution and the American way of life, he says, are now threatened.
If we don't want to have refugees and people who are looking for a better life in this country, then we need to just tear down the old Statue of Liberty and give it back to those people who gave it to us.
The march wended its mile and a half path toward Dallas City Hall Plaza. Along the way, marchers chanted USA, USA, heard frequently at President Trump rallies. A lone supporter of Donald Trump, Dustin Martin, held his big blue Trump flag, saying he represents America, not like the people who were marching.
America first!
Along the same route, a woman sold red T-shirts that read, "Immigrants make America great." At the end of the march, speakers took center stage. One of the rally organizers, Domingo Garcia, targeted the current administration.
Immigrants are not political piñatas to be kicked around for political points. We are human beings. We are families. We are building America with our hands. And we're going to continue to fight for the America that we believe is red, white, and blue. And it's all of us right here, all Americans.
The list of mostly Democratic speakers continued from Beto O'Rourke, who's running against Senator Ted Cruz, to U.S. Representative Joaquin Castro, and Martin Luther King III. Police reported no arrests. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.